You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hello and welcome everybody to your January virtual roundtable. This is Lior Mendeloff, President and Founder of Women Speakers Association. Thank you so much for being here. I want to make sure that you know that where you are and that you showed up at the right place. The topic for today's virtual roundtable is how to get free traffic to your website to get your message heard. And this is actually part two of a two-part series. Last month we had Heather Porter on. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in a second. But she was our conversation starter, and she was generous enough to come back for a second call because she is just chock full of information and we all wanted more. So thank you again so much for being here. I want to the time is 2:01. I'd love to actually, we've got a ton of people who registered for today's call, so I just want to stay true to our time and make sure that everyone has enough time to contribute to the conversation today. So I just want to let you know what our intention for today's call is and give you a sense of what we're going to be doing here today. Really, this is your virtual roundtable is one of your premier member benefits. It's where we get to dive deeper into topics deemed most important by you. So this was definitely a hot topic, and so we brought it to you. One of our sort of constructs, one of the things that we really believe here at WSA is that there are more experts out there other than the ones that know how to market themselves or who have a marketing budget. And we believe that there are a vast pool of those experts right here within our very own WSA community. So what's great about a virtual roundtable is it's not about like bringing an expert on to talk at you for an hour. You can get that anywhere. In fact, you do get that everywhere. This is different. This is a time and an opportunity for you to contribute to a dialogue. And sometimes you're going to show up on these calls and you'll play more of the mentor role. Other times you'll play more of the mentee depending on the topic and your experience and level of expertise. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to tell you right now how the call is going to go, and it'll be clear. So our intention, though, is that you really leave here feeling like you have contributed or been contributed to and or been contributed to, and that this is really a place for you to get tremendous value out of. So what's going to happen over the next hour is we're going to stir up today's conversation with our conversation starter, who I'll be introducing in a moment. And then we're going to put you into smaller breakout groups of three or four and let you take what you heard and dive into deeper dialogue, sharing your own experience, asking questions of one another so that you can really support one another in expanding your knowledge on this topic. Then we're going to come back into the main room and we're going to have a Q&A with our conversation starter, and we'll be inviting her to share some closing thoughts. And for those of you who need to drop off because we always want to honor your time, if there are more questions past the 3 o'clock Pacific hour, then we will move into what we call our virtual lounge where you all can hang out and ask some more questions. Heather said that she could stick around for another 5 or 10 minutes. So that's how the call is going to go. So before we dive in, what I'd love to do is just get a sense of who's on the call and who actually was here last month to hear part one of Heather talk about how to get free traffic to your website to get your message heard. So if you wouldn't mind taking the handset of your phone and pressing 1 if you were actually on last month's call, pressing 2 if you were not. So if you were on last month's call, please press 1. And if you were not able to be here, please press 2. And I just want to look at that. And we can see who has and hasn't pressed a number. It's kind of like a little Big Brother thing. So we really appreciate your participation. Okay, so it looks like we actually have a lot more who were not with us last month than who were. So that'll be good. You can, by the way, in your members area, in the tab entitled Get Seen, Booked, and Paid, under the virtual roundtable section, you will see a link that will link to a page that has a recording of last month's call on it. So this is by no means going to be repetitive. So if you like what you hear today and you want to learn more, you can listen into that recording and get more juice from Heather. So today's call, again, is really, it's about how you can actually get maximum impact with your website using what Heather claims to be 1 hour a week of your time, which is pretty phenomenal. So on today's call, she's going to be sharing with you some tools. I don't know what those are yet, but she gave us some teasers here. I know we're going to learn about the power of social bookmarking, about press releases, getting your video optimized, and many other things. So without any further ado, I would love to introduce our conversation starter, Heather Porter. Heather is an online architect. She's brilliant. She happens to be the architect of our public site and our members area. And she has produced and managed events all over the world for 15 years and has worked with some of the world's top speakers, leaders, experts, ranging from 10,000-person seminars to exclusive adventure travel trips. It is from there that she decided to pursue her own passion for helping experts and businesses brand and grow their own businesses online using the tools that the world's best internet marketers use in their own businesses. So she's bringing you the best information out there. It is her wish that everyone who has invaluable life or business expertise, which is each and every one of you, can share it online easily so that it is found by the person who needs it when they need it the most. Heather, thank you so much for coming back and being with us here again today. Thank you. Are you there?
Thank you. Thank you, Leora. I am here just waiting and excited to share all this great knowledge I've prepared for you guys today.
Excellent. Well, I want to hand the mic over to you, and I'd love for you to share with us what are some of the most impactful things that you have found that you do for free to drive traffic to your site.
Okay, let's get started.
Give us the goods.
Just quickly, last time we covered how to write content for your website, so I'm not even going to touch what you do on your website on this call. This is all the stuff that you do outside of your website to get traffic to come back in. So as Leora said, this is something that I use, but also have given to my clients to use, and they've gotten really great results, and it's to using these tools all together 1 hour a week, every week. Literally sit down, get yourself in front of the computer 1 hour a week and do what I'm about to tell you, and you're going to start to get some good results. So here's what you do. You go and start by doing social bookmarking. So once a week, you're going to do social bookmarking. What is social bookmarking? For those of you that don't know, if you're in your browser like Chrome or Explorer or Firefox, you have a little bookmarking tool up at the top for you to bookmark sites that you like to remember. You can do this publicly on sites like, you know, Delicious and StumbleUpon. There's a whole load of them that you can basically bookmark publicly for people to then see outside what's going on, and then they actually start to follow you and see what sites you're bookmarking. So you're going to be bookmarking your sites every single time you write a blog post, every single time you put up an article, every single time you put up a new page or a landing page, bookmark it. Go out there to all these sites and bookmark it. It takes no time. Setup time's a little bit, but after that, it takes barely any time at all. Now, I have a wonderful little PDF you guys are going to get after the call that has a list of, I think on that list there's 30 social bookmarking sites. So you can just go straight there and set up from what I'm about to give you guys. So social bookmarking, that will take you sort of 10 minutes out of that hour. That's something that you're going to do every single week with all of your new posts. Next up, this is something you do once a month, because this is probably going to take you about a full hour. So for one of those weeks, set aside 1 hour and just do this. This is press releases. Press releases are really, really cool, and the reason why is because they're newsworthy. So there are bloggers, there are tweet champions, there are YouTubers, there's all sorts of people out there that just literally sit on these press release directories, finding news and spreading it on behalf of you. So that's why you're going to have huge leverage points by using press releases. And there's a few free directories that you can list your press releases in that, again, I'm providing in this PDF you guys are going to get. There's also a load of paid directories. I've even suggested a few just in case you want to look into that. What do you write a press release on? You find your most popular article of the month. That's why analytics, that's why tracking and statistics is important, because you're going to find out what your market wants and what they're loving. And then you take that and you write that into a press release, whatever that topic is, and make it newsworthy. If you have something exciting going on in your business, you can do that as well. So write that press release one page. I like to put a contact person other than myself. Even if you don't have a booking agent or a publicist, find somebody like your PA that you can put as the main contact on there. Moving on, we have videos. Video marketing is incredibly powerful, especially for you guys, because you're speakers and you're in that industry of selling your expertise and yourself. So with videos, the biggest key that has made a huge impact for myself and people that I work with is how you name your videos and what you put in your description. So to name your videos, stay away from using your name. Use how to or what is, and then fill in the blanks about what you're talking about. You want the title of your video to be exactly what people are searching for online. So spend another hour of your month. So let's just take a quick step back. Social bookmarking, do that every single week for about 10 minutes. Press releases, choose one of your weeks and do a press release. Of the next week of the month, you're going to do a video. So just get in front of a video and do a quick 5-minute video. It should give you enough time within 1 hour to film that video, put it up on YouTube, name it properly, and optimize it. So you're going to name it how to or what is, whatever you're talking about. And in the description, I love to get a transcription of that video. It's so easy, guys. Just get on Fiverr or Odesk or Elance or your PA. Get them to transcribe that video and then stick that as the description below your video in YouTube. Start out with your URL to your website up at the top and then carry on with the transcription. It allows YouTube and the search engines to see what you're saying in your video as well. So it's just another trick to optimize that video of yours. And also put that video on your website as well, because multimedia is all about the future of online content. Google has said, I want videos on websites, and because they own YouTube and they love YouTube, if you stick your YouTube video on your site, you're also pushing traffic straight back into your site. Put on YouTube and on your site. Take that transcription also and put that on your website under your video as well. And I know I'm going fast. I only have a couple more. How am I going, Leora? Hopefully good.
Doing fantastic. I'm taking serious notes right now. So you're doing great. You've got a couple more minutes, so keep it coming.
Oh, good. Okay, so the next one, comments. Okay, so we've just kicked this up a notch in our own business, but also for our clients. This is brilliant. So commenting on external blogs, here's what we've done. We have gone out to Google Blogs, which is just google.com/blog search. Again, this link will be in the PDF. Go to Google Blogs and find blogs that are in your industry. And you can also use something called Technorati. There's loads of others, but Technorati is another blog listing directory. And you go in there and find a list of, I personally have gotten 50 blogs that are in my space. And I basically, either myself or my PA goes in, and this is another hour you should spend once a month, so this would be your week number 4 session. Go in and do comments on those blogs. Just rotate through them. Get as much done as you possibly can. So look at their latest article and write a comment. The reason why this is amazing, I've seen it. I've literally seen this, ladies and gents that are on the call, is that when you do these comments and you have that great photo of yourself as your avatar and your link back to your website, if you do a great comment that really gives good information, two things start to happen. People that are also commenting on that post come back to your site because they want to know more about you. And the owner of the blog oftentimes comes and visits your site as well and then comments back on your site. So you want to get out there and be doing external comments on other amazing blogs in your industry. Comments on your own site as well. Melanie Benson-Strick, I love you because you told me all about this. And this is a site called Triber. Triber is an incredible site where you can build a tribe and basically you share comments, go back and forth in each other's blogs, giving yourself comments because you want comments in your site as well. It shows search engines and people that you're popular. And when you're popular, people stay on your site. And when people stay on your site, that looks really good to the search engines because it looks like a valuable site. Last little tip is using your emails. Never forget the power of email and using that signature of yours with links to all the various things that you have going on. You want your social media accounts on there. You want your various websites. Something we like to do is a special of the month, and that might be your freebie that you're giving away or something else free that you can point people to online, whatever that is. So mix up that signature so it's exciting and people actually check that out and notice that it's going to change. So those are the tips. Now, I haven't even talked about social media because I think of social media as a totally separate marketing machine. But these are the other tips outside of social media that you can use literally 1 hour every week, just mix in the social bookmarking and then spread the other stuff out every week for an hour. And that's it.
Oh, my God. Are you breathing?
No, I'm breathing. I wanted to cram it all in.
Seriously, you should see our staff chat. We're just like, oh, my God, we have to do that. Oh, my God, we have to do that. It's just like, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. And I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but actually, you know, they say that when you write, you learn, it gets embedded, right? So, but
yeah.
I believe that wonderful Heather has provided us today with a PDF, like a tip sheet. And does that summarize pretty much what you just shared with us today?
It's a complete summary, and it also has all the links that I've talked about and the press release directories I recommend that you listed.
You're an angel. Thank you so much. So so that you know, you will be able to access that PDF in your members area after the call. We might need to I think it's up right now, but if it's not up there, don't worry. It's going to be coming in just a little bit. So beautiful, beautiful way to stir up the conversation. What we're going to do now is we're going to move you into breakouts to further the discussion. You can either respond to what you heard Heather share. You can share some of your own successes with getting free traffic to your site or with press releases. And how this is going to roll is, in a moment, you're going to hear a recorded voice say that your breakout has now begun. You will be in a room with two other people, so there will be three of you. Some groups may have four, and each of you will have about 2 minutes to share, and then you'll be given 1 minute for feedback. And we're going to really let you self-monitor your time, so please be cognizant of that everyone in your group gets a chance to share. And we'll be probably coming in midway just to let you know that we're at the halfway mark so you get a sense of what your timing is like. And then at the very end, we're going to give you a chime to let you know that you have 30 seconds to wrap up. And Tracy, would you mind chiming that chime? I didn't even let you know that we have...
You have 30 more seconds.
That's the chime. It's not very loud, so you have to listen to it. But we have Tracy Eamon, by the way, today as conductor, and we have Gail Watson, co-founder of WSA, online with us as well today. So, all right. If at any point in time, by the way, you should have a question, please press 5 on your keypad, and then that'll let us know that you're raising your hand, and we'll come and answer your question. So, without any more ado, I'm going to put you in your breakouts and have a great time, and we will see you on the other side. Have fun.
Please bring your conversation to a close. This breakout session is now ending.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back. I apologize and after the fact if your conversation was cut off. We do our best to give you the notice so that you can wrap up nicely, but it doesn't always happen that way. Wanted to let you know that we're going to move into some Q&A right now, but if you haven't yet joined our Facebook group, that's a great place to continue the dialogue. So WSAFacebookGroup.com is where you can go to request to join our private WSA Facebook group. Again, it's WSAFacebookGroup.com, and we will accept you, and you can continue the dialogue there. But for now, we're going to give you an opportunity to ask questions to something that you didn't get answered maybe, or a clarifying question of Heather, and you can do so by pushing 1 on your keypad, and that tells us that you are raising your hand, that you have a question. We will be happy to give you the opportunity to ask that of Heather right now. So again, for those who have questions, please press 1 on your keypad. We'll open up your mic, and you can ask away. Now, I know that there are questions out there. It just can't possibly be Heather. I know you gave them a lot of information, but okay, who would like to ask a question? Ladies, don't be shy. This is really, oh, yay, we have Melanie Benson Strick. Can you hear us, Melanie?
Yes, and of course I'm always excited when my ideas take off, Heather, so I'm glad you're So I actually wanted to go just a tiny bit deeper with press releases, because I have been told there's a lot of nuances to writing a press release that actually gets picked up, and I'm wondering if you have just a little bit of input on what really makes a good press release that actually gets picked up and works to your advantage.
It is the whole headline thing, the double headline. So basically, what is the press release about, and then another sub headline underneath that about, I call it the credibility point. So it's the why should they continue reading, or why should they listen to what you just announced. So an example of that might be, new book that is going to save cancer, for example. And then the subheadline would be, two experts combined 30 years experience discovered the magic gene. So you're putting that bit of credibility point in there about the two experts with a combined amount of years of experience. I found that, so I've tested the different headlines, and the ones that have that credibility point right up at the start really work well, because it's like, oh yeah, okay, now I trust this, now I'm going to keep reading. Short, always a page is good, and other things in there, third-party quotes always work really well because they're always validation points, I think, is the key to think about in press releases, credibility and validation. So get those third-party quotes in there as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got a follow-up question if we have time.
Yeah.
Heather, you mentioned Triber, and I know one of the things we were looking at behind the scenes here for our Women Speakers Association members was setting up our own Triberer circle. Do we know where we're at with that, and if that's something we're still trying to put together?
That's a good question. Leora, how are we going with that?
Yes. It's funny because if you were to look into the staff chat, you would see that I said to Gail and Tracy, we have to get another CL on board so that we can build out our driver. So not yet, but we really need somebody to own that space for us. So when we were going to be posting to the site some opportunities to join our team, and there hopefully will be someone out in our WSA community who knows Triber or wants to learn Triber and wants to play that role on our team. So
okay.
Stay
Heather,
tuned.
I'm going to ping you offline on that one.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay. All right, thanks.
And
great
just,
job,
just,
Heather.
Just one. You're welcome. Thanks, Melanie. And just a quick point on that as well. You just prompted me to include another link. I'm going to include a link in this PDF of template headline writing. So it's a couple great articles literally that are headlines where you fill in the blanks that work. So I'll include that in there under the press release section too.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. We have another
sure.
question from Kat.
Hello. Hello.
My question is this. Do you recommend one website umbrella for everything under the sun that we all do in our busy lives, all the aspects of our business, or do you recommend separate, discrete websites for the different elements?
For websites, meaning that the stuff that I've asked you to create, or so expand a little bit on that.
Great. So right now I've got one website. I've got a book coming out, and I've got a new program coming out. Should I get different websites, discrete, or put them under the umbrella?
Okay. I think of real estate when I think of the Internet. So the more real estate or websites that you can own in your space, the better, and cross-link in between. The other cool thing about that is that every single thing that you offer tends to have a slightly different message to it. So if you think of Virgin, as you know, Virgin.com is their big umbrella site, and then they have all their little businesses below in different websites that all speak very different languages. So your book might have a very different marketing message than your overall message. So think in terms of that. And microsites. So a microsite would be like a mini little website to start with, literally a landing page, a one-page website for your book, and then you have your main website for you and your brand, and then maybe you have another info product or an online course that might be another little landing page over here. So start to think in terms of how you can start to expand and use different domains and point to them from your main site.
Beautiful. Thank you.
But I don't want to overwhelm you guys on that either. You can get help with this, by the way, just going to Odesk, you know, and looking for some outsourcing to build some simple little WordPress sites for you.
Odesk.com?
Odesk.com, Elance.com. These are some great outsourcing directories. Just so you guys know as well, I have found a writer on one of those sites. She's actually in New Zealand. She's $15 per article, and I love her, and every single thing I do, I send to her. So if I have a video, I just say, can you go write an article about this video? And for me, that $15 per piece of content is amazing. And I found her on elanceactually.com.
Nice.
So have a look at those sites. Really, really expand. You don't have to be doing all of this yourself, and you shouldn't be.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kat. That was a great question. Who else has a question? Please press 1 on your keypad. This is your opportunity to pick the brain of Heather, so don't lose out. Tina.
Hello. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Thank you very much for
Thank
all the
you.
Wonderful
tips. You're welcome.
I have a question. I want to go to the signature line piece. I'm very familiar, of course, as I'm sure a lot of us on this call are, but I'm wondering, because I get a lot of emails from people with what I would consider very cluttered signature lines, and I'm wondering if there are any tips that you could offer, because I'm looking, you know, sometimes I get things from people, and they're like 5 links, and which link would I go to? So is there anything you could give us just tip-wise so that we can get people where we want them to go?
Absolutely. So you can go to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fiverr, but Fiverr.com. It's a site where you can get $5 things. I love to go there and get a $5 signature banner graphic for my particular free thing or course or special that I want to draw attention for that month. And that's the star of my signature. So it would be my name, it would be that banner graphic, and then underneath that would be just some social media icons, little mini icons that each one is hyperlinked to your various sites. You can get somebody on Fiverr or Odesk or one of these sites to code an email signature for you as well. So we're talking like a $15 exercise, you know, a banner and then the actual coding that needs to happen to create this for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. So if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like something we would want to be open to, you know, swapping out or updating periodically.
Yes, so that banner piece, that graphical banner, would be the piece that you swap out because it's graphical and it's visual and people click on images and graphics. So that's your highlight that you swap out, but your other icons below that for your social media will always remain the same.
Okay, perfect, good. And I've got another question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I've got a question. You didn't, of course, I know social media is a whole other dialogue, but I am curious about Pinterest. Because from what I can tell, I am somebody who loves quotes, and I'm in the process of getting a lot of my own quotes visually designed. Do you have any thoughts, you know, as far as speaking and how that might work well with a Pinterest account? Or how could Pinterest maybe support us?
Sure. Well, definitely try around, sample your videos. So I would do like a 5-part little mini video series training, because you can do video in Pinterest, and put those out there. When you're doing your tips, like you're saying, your quotes, try and think in terms of like a series of something that you're trying to teach. So break those quotes into maybe tip, like tip one, tip two, so people are looking for your other tips as well. If they like your one tip, then they're going to naturally assume there's more tips where that came from. So think in terms of how you can interlink what you're doing on that site.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's excellent.
You're welcome.
I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
I just got booted off of the dashboard. So, Tracy, would you mind opening – thank you so much. Great question. Would you mind opening up Carol's mic? I know she had a question.
My question is, on your signature, what do you think about putting a headshot so people really identify your name and what you look like?
Yeah, definitely. If, again, keeping it sure clean, if you can fit that in there nicely, go for it. And you might want to consider making your photo, your headshot, the actual graphic that changes every month. I saw something very cool where somebody used their headshot and then they had the graphic to the right look like a speech bubble, and in that speech bubble was the thing that changed that they wanted to draw attention to. They used a quote, or they said, click here to go to this website. So that could be your way of sort of, you know, being creative and using your headshot.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks. Your information's been excellent.
Brilliant.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you so very much. Please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad if you have another question. We've got a few more minutes here, and then we're going to give Heather an opportunity to share her closing thoughts and comments, maybe share her number one tip or resource if she would be so kind. Anyone have a question, please press 1 on your keypad. Really? Okay. All right. Well, Heather, I'm going to open it back up to you for your closing thoughts. If anyone should still have a question thereafter, please go ahead, press 1, and we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. No, happily. I think we all know this as speakers as well, is that when you do a seminar and you're giving information, that so few people actually go and implement what you teach. So I'm going to put this back on you guys as well. Just pick the one thing. So I heard excitement about the signature. That's great. I heard some excitement about press releases. What is it that I talked about today that excites you and made you think, wow, I really want to do that? Just do that. Just do that. You're going to have the PDF that from this call. You can always refer back to that. If you know, you can show it to your PA. Delegate this as well. I'm a big believer in delegation. So the second you get off this call, grab that PDF and pick up the phone to anybody on your team and say, here, I'm just going to give you this PDF, and this is what I want you to go learn or go do or set up for me. So either delegate, but definitely pick one thing and just go and do it. And I guess the biggest thing too is don't let press releases scare you. They're press releases, you know, written for media are kind of a different, I guess, creation than what you write for the internet. Press releases are just like another form of article writing, really. Like I said before, do a headline that's catchy, but don't lie, you know, don't mislead what you're going to talk about. So it could be the number one most interesting thing of the month for women, which is true to your website. Like I said, if it's the biggest thing on your blog that everyone came to and liked and engaged with, that is true. And then you can follow that up by saying, you know, expert in this industry for 30 years shares why. And then you go on, and then you can continue on the article. It's easy. Don't let press releases scare you, because ultimately they are an incredibly powerful, powerful tool. Out of every do, if you're starting to do SEO or search engine optimization, you're going to keep coming back to hearing the word press release, because it is something that is making a difference in your marketing. So that's another thing. So just pick one thing, and don't get scared by those press releases. They're not as hard as you think. And with the tips I share in the PDF, just kind of copy and paste what I'm about to share with you.
That is such good advice because it can be so very overwhelming. So just one thing at a time, right? Just one thing at a time. One thing is better than nothing, right? So you do one thing and then you can always add on another thing and another thing and another thing, right? So we do have a thank you so much. So we do have a couple more questions, but just another reminder to access that PDF, you want to log into your members area. If you have any question about that, you can't get in, you forgot your password or whatever, you can just click on the purple support tab on our website, let our support team know, and they will be happy to help you out so you can get access. But once you're in there, you're going to click on the Get Seen, Booked, and Paid tab. You're going to scroll down to the Virtual Roundtable section, and you will see a link that says click here to see supporting docs for virtual roundtables. When you click on that, I know it says supporting docs, but one thing you will find there is the document from today's call and the recording from last month's call, and also the PDF from last month's call, which is chock full of information. So get your hands on that. You don't want to miss that. And as another reminder, you can continue this dialogue by going to our Facebook group, wsafacebookgroup.com, and continuing the dialogue there. Okay, Nancy, do you have a question?
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me.
Yes.
Thanks for all the info. On list building, can you give me some indication of what's better, opt-in page with the free something or your website with the free something as far as capturing list new names?
Yep. Good question. Very good question. I say all of the above, and this is how you use them. So first, on your website, you put an opt-in box, like an opt-in form, what you're saying for your freebie, on your homepage and throughout your website. Now, just something for you guys to be aware of that's working very well, I've been testing this, a form that is horizontal, so it goes across your entire width of your page, just underneath your header or underneath your slider or whatever you have up at the top, is working extraordinarily well versus the one that's on the right-hand side. So if you can get that, I'd absolutely say get a form that goes across your page at the top because it's tested to get more opt-ins. So that's number one. You're also going to want to have a landing page created to give away your free item because you can use that for affiliate or joint venture mailouts. You can use that for when you're discussing it in your social media accounts because you don't want to just send somebody to the homepage of your website in that case. You want to send them to a separate page that just has your information on it. Another thing quickly on that, you can take that landing page and you can iframe it or copy it across into your Facebook page. You've probably seen that a lot where right under the cover image it says get my free thing. That's just literally a duplicate or a copy of a landing page that sits somewhere else. So you can get that done. You can get all this done on those Odesks and Elance sites, by the way. People are great at doing this for you.
Great comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Sure. That was like $1 million tip, y'all, that you just got because I've still been living like where you want your opt-in is in the upper right-hand corner. So that across the, you know, across your site beneath the banner, I know I'm thinking, okay, how do we do that on our site? So we'll talk about that after. We'll talk about that offline. But that's really, really big. And then I actually have a question on the iframe for Facebook. I was under the impression that Facebook did not permit you to do any kind of opt-ins anymore. Am I wrong about that?
They don't allow you to do what's called a default welcome page, which is where you force people to go to before they see your wall.
Which is what we used to have.
They do still have.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But the opt-in pages, you can have as many of those as you want. They're still sitting there below your cover image, but you just have to call attention to them from that little square image that's there underneath. So in your case on WSA, it says meet the team, I think, or it says free membership. So you do have those there. That's what those are.
Okay, good. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so very much. And Tina, did you have another question?
I do, actually. And thank you for taking me again. Heather, I'm curious. Talking about press releases kind of takes me to thinking about reporters, and I'm wondering if you have any knowledge, and if you do, if you wouldn't mind maybe adding a couple of links where reporters are actually looking for experts to interview for their articles. I know there's one, I think it's Help a Reporter Out or something.
Yes.
Are you okay? Yep. Are you familiar? And would, and if you are, would you mind including a couple of those if possible?
Yeah. Why don't we do that on the Facebook? We can do that on the Facebook group too, because the PDF is PDF.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, so make sure to go to the Facebook group, and we'll, Heather, if you don't mind posting it there, that would be great.
No problem. Yeah, I'll do that after
Thank
the
you.
Call and post them in there.
And sure. And by the way, Tina, we're going to be – so one thing that we that you'll learn in our next newsletter is that we have established an annual theme, which is Get Your Message Out into the World, which is our mission. And every month we are featuring a – like a theme for that month. This month's theme, actually January, the end of January and February, is Own Your Message. So, but every month we're going to have a different theme, and we will be doing, we will be focusing, I don't have the calendar in front of me right this moment, but there will be a month that's focusing on PR specifically. And so a lot of the people that you'll be hearing from that month and the resources that you'll be given will be in response to your request that you've just made.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Make sense? Sure, absolutely. Excellent. The time is 2:51. Do we have any other questions before we say adieu? Anyone? Anyone? Going once? Going twice? Okay, well, listen, I want to thank you so very much for joining us here today. I want to thank Heather for your extreme generosity with your time and your wisdom, your brilliance. Thank you so, so much. I mean, that was just chock full of information. I have notes all over the place here. Lots of follow-ups to do. Ladies, you can go to the website and check on the blog post for today if you want a little bit more information on Heather and a link to her site. You can also get that information from the PDF that is in your members area. So we look forward to continuing this dialogue with you on in our Facebook group. And if there's anything we can do for you, if you have any questions, you need support with anything, please just go to our website, click on that purple support tab, and we're here for you 24/7 to support you in any way we can. Thank you so much, ladies. We're going to open up the lines, and you all can yell thank you to Heather. Here we go. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Thanks,
you guys.
That was cute. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, oh, thank you, Heather. I was on mute. No.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.